This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest. This frequency is in use. Stand by for the speech to open the Remembrance Day contest.
Welcome in 2018 to the Remembrance Day contest, Australia's biggest and most significant annual amateur radio competition. I am Peter Ellis, VK1PE, formerly a full-time officer in the Navy and now a reservist. Each year we pause to consider the roles that amateurs played in World War II, and we honour the passing of the brave servicemen and they were all men, who were killed during the hostilities. However, the whole idea of the contest is to have fun. Indeed, for the next 24 hours, the bands will be at their busiest for the whole year, so please be involved. The rules for this weekend's contest were published in the WIA magazine Amateur Radio and are available on the website at wia.org.au. There is no obligation to participate, but even with 30 minutes on air, your involvement will make a difference, particularly by submitting a log. It really doesn't matter if this is your first RD or you have done many. History says that you'll enjoy this experience. This contest is for us amateurs, just as it has been. This contest is for us amateurs, just as it has been every year since the late 1940s. We conduct the RD contest for 24 hours on the weekend closest to the day called VP Day, Victory in the Pacific Day. This day formally marked the end of World War II. So, each year in the RD, we spend a little while in quiet contemplation prior to its 0300 Zulu start, while we remember those people who didn't make it back, but whose efforts help us to save our nation. Then, after 0300 Zulu, we celebrate in a joyous way by competing together for up to 24 hours in a state versus state race to win the most on-air contacts. This year, we'll hear from the president of the WIA, Justin Giles Clark, BK7TW, and have a reading of the names of the amateur radio operators known to have been killed during World War II.
This is Justin, BK7 Tango Whiskey, Director and President of the Wireless Institute of Australia. The Remembrance Day contest has a special place for me in amateur radio. It was the one and only contest that my father Wally, formerly VK5TW, Silent Key, always operated in and religiously sent in his handwritten log. I remember sitting in the shack watching him make contacts and writing them in the log. In fact, this is how I learned contest operating procedure, and I too always endeavour to operate in the RD contest. So, I hope to make a contact with you. I had a grandfather who fought at the Western Front in World War I in the 43rd Infantry Battalion, and he made it home with many injuries. My father, Wally, was in the Naval Reserve during World War II, and I also had uncles who fought in World War II, and some survived and made a life on soldier settlements near Mildura. This year I attended the 2018 Anzac Day Dawn Service and Parade here in Hobart, and was encouraged by the push to better recognise the contribution by servicewomen. This year's Anzac Day marches all round Australia were led by women. No mention of women in war would be complete without the contribution of Ms. Florence McKenzie OBE, or Mrs. Mac, who started and ran the Women's Emergency Signalling Corps. Florence held the call sign VK2 Fox Victor. She campaigned successfully to have some of her female trainees accepted into the all-male Navy, thereby originating the Women's Royal Australian Naval Service. Some 12,000 servicemen passed through her signal instruction school in Sydney, acquiring skill in Morse code and visual semaphore signalling. Women now serve in all areas of the Defence Force, including combat and communication roles, in all theatres of war, and have done so for a long period of time. Among the ranks of amateurs, male and female, there has always been professional radio engineers and operators, and a military professional radio operator will be our speaker today.
We pay tribute to these members of the Wireless Institute of Australia who paid the supreme sacrifice. Royal Australian Navy, J.E. Mann, VK3IE, A.H.G. Ripon, VK6GR. Australian Military Forces, C.D. Roberts, VK2JV, J.D. Morris, VK3DQ, J. McCandlish, VK3HN, S.W. Jones, VK3SF, D.A. Laws, VK4DR, J.G. Phillips, VK5BW, K.S. Anderson, VK6KS. Royal Australian Air Force, FWS Eastern, VK2BQ, VJE Jarvis, VK2VJ, W. Abbott, VK2YK, GC Curl, VK2AJB, T. Stevens, VK3GO, MD Orr, VK3OR, J.F. Colthrop, VK3PL, J.A. Burridge, VK3UW, J.E. Snadden, VK3VE, F.J. Starr, VK4FS, R. Allen, VK4PR, C.A. Ives, VK5AF, B. James, VK5BL, J.E. Goddard, VK6JG, P.P. Patterson, VK6PP, and Merchant Marine, N.E. Gunter, VK3NG, and R.P. Veal, VK3PV. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. And the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Now to our official speaker. The Warrant Officer of the Navy, WON, Gary White, hails from Liverpool, New South Wales. He joined the Royal Australian Navy in January 1987 as a radio operator. After completing category and submarine training, he served as a junior sailor in HMAS Platypus, the submarine base, and HMA submarines Otway, Orion and Onslow. In 1995, on promotion to petty officer, he returned to Onslow as the radio supervisor before posting in 1996 to the Communications and Information Systems School in HMAS Cerberus, Victoria, where he served as a communications instructor. White was promoted to chief petty officer in 1999, undertook Collins-class submarine transition training, before joining HMA submarine Sheehan as the Chief Communications Manager. Chief Petty Officer White then served in the Submarine Operations Communications Centre at Maritime Headquarters before serving again in Sheehan as the Chief of the Boat, the Senior Sailor or Boat Manager, first as an operational relief in 2003 and then again substantively in 2005. He was awarded an Australia Day Medallion in 2006 for his service during this time as Chief of the Boat. In October 2005, Chief Petty Officer White became Submarine Career Manager at the Directorate of Sailors Career Management. In 2006, White was promoted to Warrant Officer and served for 3 years as the Communications Capability Staff Officer, Submarine Force at HMAS Stirling, Western Australia. For his exemplary service in this position, he was awarded a Fleet Commander's Commendation. Warrant Officer White was appointed as the Ship's Warrant Officer, or SWO, of HMAS Darwin, as a service vessel, in January of 2011, for which Warrant Officer White was awarded his second Fleet Commander's Commendation. Warrant Officer White served as the Command Warrant Officer, Career Management, until he operationally deployed in June 2015 to the Middle East region as the Command Warrant Officer of Joint Task Force 633. Warrant Officer White has completed the United States Defense Forces Senior Enlisted Leaders Course, or Keystone Course, in Virginia, USA, and he holds a Master's degree in Business Management from the University of New South Wales. Gary, can you give us the public disclosure version of one unique aspect of submarine comms?
Well, obviously, as a submarine, the primary objective is to stay covert. So much of our comms was very much on the receive side only. So there'd be times there where we'd be at sea for 6, 7, 8 weeks. And in that time, there'd be no transmit whatsoever. If I can say a second element would be, and it's very unique to submarines, is comms in the VLF spectrum. So the Australian submarine broadcast, and I'm not giving anything away here that anyone's not allowed to know because I'm reading it on, just checked on Wikipedia. But we're talking down in, 19-odd kilohertz communications. So for the radio men and women out there, I'm sure they're, have never communicated at 19 kilohertz. So that's pretty unique as well.
Yes. Amateur radio has some allocations right down in the, the hundreds of kilohertz nowadays,
still
but
low.
At a very low power.
Yeah.
1 watt into the antenna.
Yeah. Well, the antenna up in Exmouth, which is, I can't remember off the top of my head these days, but it's somewhere in the vicinity of 1,000 feet high and can transmit in the kilowatts of power. So,
wow. Yeah,
pretty powerful.
Yes.
Yeah. Has to be able to penetrate down through the water to transmit with a dive to submarine.
Well, I would invite you to give the speech to open the contest.
Well, thank you. G'day everyone, and thank you again, Peter, for the opportunity to address our amateur radio community. As a radio operator myself, I'm very pleased to be speaking to you today in the lead up to the Remembrance Day contest, following such people as Rear Admiral Ken Doolan and Commodore Jeff Gadecki. Is a great honour for me, and I also acknowledge that last year Brigadier Tim Bayliss opened the contest. As the Warrant Officer of the Navy, I'm the Senior Sailor of the Navy, and in this role I represent our professional women and men who, when called on by government to do so, deploy to all corners of the globe and often take our ships, submarines and aircraft into harm's way. I know this is not lost on most of your listeners, as they have done so many times themselves during their careers. I answer directly to our Chief of Navy, but I'm also accountable to all sailors. I represent the concerns of our people to the highest ranks of the Navy and the ADF, and I work hard to improve their well-being and opportunities so that they can have successful careers and happy lives. When I reflect on our naval history, I realise that the Northern Hemisphere's summer has always been the fighting season. And in the week before and after this Remembrance Day contest, in 1914, England declared war. So as a loyal servant of the Crown, Australia was in it too. In 1915, the landing at Gallipoli. 1918, the Battle of Amiens in France. With these two battles, 10 Victoria Crosses were awarded in this 1 week. 1918, General Sir John Monash was knighted in the field by King George V. In 1942, the Battle of Guadalcanal, and specifically the naval Battle of Savo Island and the loss of the Australian cruiser HMAS Canberra. 1945, victory in the Pacific and the end of World War II. Vietnam Veterans Day, which occurs on the anniversary of the Battle of Long Tan, the 18th of August 1966. And I discovered that the Navy's first submarine squadron was formed around this time in 1967, a year before I was born. Now, while there is conflict in various parts of the world and Australians continue to serve proudly since the last Remembrance Day contest, thankfully no Australian service personnel have been killed while serving on deployment. Recently, Exercise RIMPAC of the Pacific, or RIMPAC 2018, the biggest naval exercise in the world, was conducted off Hawaii, the Australian Defence Force's Joint Task Group Mission Indo-Pacific Endeavour 18 preceded that, and a major maritime activity to strengthen partnerships and regional security among our Pacific neighbours. The task group has some 1,000 personnel from HMAS Adelaide, Melbourne, Toowoomba and Success, plus amphibious elements of the Australian Army from the 2nd Battalion Royal Australian Regiment. And the task group also transported US Marines as well as Tongan and Sri Lankan forces to Hawaii for RIMPAC. The numbers of World War II service personnel are inevitably thinning, but we honour them today as our country has done for over 70 years. Of course, we also remember this year being the 100th anniversary of major battles of World War I. Radio amateurs of Australia, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea on this weekend nearest the anniversary of Victory in the Pacific, or VP Day, It is my great pleasure to formally declare the Remembrance Day contest for 2018 open.